I have not heard from them. I have heard from an uncle in Antigua that there is a lot of devastation. Apparently, only about 20% of the houses are standing. The rooftops have caved in. If you've ever been to Dominica, I don't know if you're familiar, but it's extremely green. You throw something on the ground and grows. Apparently, everything has been torn out of the ground. People subsist with very little because of the fact that it's so green and lush, and they can get things in their garden and basically live off that. So I can't even imagine how they're surviving, but I have no news from my family, so I can't really give you an update on that. I just know that most of the homes in the area have been devastated, and only about 20% are still standing.
You seem very calm about it, but it must be very difficult to talk about it, given that you come from Dominica and you still have relatives there, and you've heard no news.
To be honest, I was very hesitant to do an interview about Dominica because some part of me is very worried and I don't want to say anything. Sometimes you don't want to talk because, yeah, I'm afraid of what might happen, and I'm hoping we're not going to get any sad news.
What's the sort of feeling about hurricanes there? Because the hurricane season is upon us, but it's never been like this in living memory.
No, and I actually think people there are incredibly resilient in that they go through this time and again, and they keep on going. I sometimes wonder where they find the courage to keep on going. Their homes have been destroyed. I see how they'll get a shipment of goods and they'll repair their houses, knowing that they'll probably have to do it again and again and again. And somehow they manage to keep on going. Sometimes I think maybe it's because we come from people who survived that trip across the ocean in slave boats, that we're resilient and we will keep on fighting and we will keep on going. But it is hard. I think they're probably among the most courageous people in that they don't give up the fight.
And what is the first thing that they will be looking to do now? Presumably schools are closed, they need to be rebuilt. Do you have any news on access? And I mean, looking at the pictures from where the storms have hit and where the hurricanes have blown through, there's just no access on the roads. The roads are covered in debris.
I mean, I would assume that the priority would be to clean up that debris. From the pictures I've seen, there's no way of getting around. Schools probably won't open for some time. It will take months to clear up the debris. The priority, of course, is getting them food. And how do you distribute food if the roads are closed? It's very difficult. Most of the people do, however, live around, you know, the middle of the island itself is not very inhabited. Most people live along the coastline, so I guess they're accessible. But it's still, from the pictures, I would say even once you get off your boat, it will be very difficult to get to the people because there's debris piled up everywhere. It's a devastation. So it will probably be a slow process to clean all of that up. I'm sure the international community will come in. There are experts in this area who know how to proceed with this. There has to be an ecological solution also, because Dominica is a green island. We wouldn't want to be burning all of that wood. So how will we go again about this process? But I think that priority is cleaning up the island, making sure people are fed, and cleaning up the island. And who knows, we've had such a bad hurricane season. Maybe what will happen if there's another storm coming their way? Do they need to consider that also? I worry about that, and I don't live on the island anymore. So I'm sure they're worried about that.